This is a book for all the working women over the age of 50 who are coping with the effects of aging, as well as the ridiculous ageist preconceptions and prejudices that restrict us from reaching our full potential. Because we live in a society that reveres young and demands that we make daily offerings to the gods of beauty, we are obligated to do both. Every day, we see older women in management positions being passed over in favor of younger women. In addition, we are painfully aware that our skin is beginning to wrinkle and that our hair is beginning to gray, both of which are not acceptable in a society that places a premium on youth. We are acutely aware that our power and respect are diminishing. There is no use lamenting in your lost youth, investing a lot of energy wishing you were 30 again, or wishing you looked more young, since none of those little things will bring back your youth. At this moment, at this stage of your professional life, you possess what is necessary to continue to flourish. You have to be proud of who you are, what you accomplished, and the opportunities that lie ahead for you to make a difference in the world. Reject the idea that everything will become easier from here on out. Make a complete about-face and reclaim command of your life and your professional trajectory. It's time for women over the age of 50 to assert their authority in the workplace. You can do it. We have the ability to succeed. We're not done yet. In addition, I will provide you with the resources you need to step up and take ownership of your gift, as well as the power that comes with your age. This book is a guide to understand what ideas about aging you are presently hanging on to that aren't serving you. The rest of the book includes coaching exercises, as well as any realizations and feelings that come up as you go through the exercises. It provides you with the tools you need to retain your employment and maintain your marketability in the job market. The following chapters provide you with precise information on how to improve your performance at work and establish the visibility and credibility you need. It is more crucial than it has ever been to recognize and articulate the value you bring to the table, as well as to speak your mind and emerge from the shadows. I'm referring to things like learning new talents and honing the ones you already have, engaging in acts of self-care, and creating a compelling new narrative for yourself that you can use now and for the rest of your life. I'll walk you through this step by step. Your ability to believe in your own worth and prospects is essential to both your physical and financial well-being. Are you on board with this? Okay, then let's get started.